There's no pain Jesus can feel. No, no hurt he cannot heal. For all things were according to his perfect will. No matter what you're going through, remember God, he's using you. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. There's no sadness Jesus can't feel, and there is no sorrow that he cannot heal. For all things were according to the Master's holy will. No matter what you're going through, remember God, he's using you. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. There's no sadness Jesus can't feel, and there is no sorrow that he cannot heal. For all things were according to the Master's holy will. No matter what,
no matter what
you're going through,
through,
remember God
is using
you.
For
the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And he is the Lord.
He is the Lord.
Yes, it's the Lord.
The Lord.
Hold your head up high. Don't you cry.
there's no pain Jesus can't feel. No hurt that he cannot heal. All things work according to the Master's perfect will. No matter what you're going through, God is only using you. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Linda, for that call to worship. Brother Milby, altar call. Sister Bingham, those hymns. Johnny, excellent reading the scripture. Thank you. And Pastor Bingham for this opportunity. Our scripture reading was found in 2 Samuel, the 2 Samuel, the 21st verse, 15 through 22. But I want to read verse 22. These four were born to the giant in Gob and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servant. May we pray. Our Father God, we do thank you for this opportunity, and we just ask, Father, that you just use me as your instrument in speaking your word. And Father, always remember, help me to remember that the battle is not mine, but it's yours. Be with our pastor. Be with this church. And we ask these blessings in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Subject for this morning: when giants keep coming. When giants keep coming. Most of us are familiar with the story of David and the giant Goliath. At a time when the Philistines and Saul's army were at war, and David was only a young shepherd boy. These two armies were getting ready to go to war, and here comes this giant. And it says that the two armies, they lined up and they faced each other. And a Goliath issued a challenge to the armies of Israel. He said that it's not going to take a whole army to fight you, to settle this dispute between our two nations. I will represent the Philistines. You pick among you yourselves someone to represent Israel. And we're going to do battle. And if he defeats me, you'll be my slave. But if he defeats me, we'll be your slaves. Well, Goliath's challenge, it messed up, it demoralized the whole Israel army. Not only was Goliath talking big, Goliath was big. He was 9 feet tall. For some 40 days, he strutted his stuff. He strutted in front of the Israel's army. He was talking smack. He was talking big. He was insulting the army of Israel. He wasn't worried about getting defeated. But this was messing the Israel army up. And he found out that the king, Saul, was having some rough times. He found himself for 40 days trying to think and search in vain. Who am I going to get to face this giant? Who can I find with enough courage? Who can I find with enough tenacity or reckless abandon to take on a giant? In the meantime, Jesse had three sons. They were in Saul's army, and he was worried about them, and he sent for his youngest son, David. He said, come here, David. I want you to go on the battlefield, and I want you to check on your brothers. I want you to take them some food and see how they were doing. So David packed his lunch to carry to his brothers, and when he got to the battlefield, things looked pretty bleak. David looked at it, and he saw the way the soldiers was acting, and that nobody seemed to know what to do, and they were all confused. Saul was messed up. He looked worried. Saul's generals of the army, they didn't even know and couldn't come to an agreement among themselves. They were just messed up. But David, he saw what was going on, and he saw the hopelessness. He gripped and paralyzed the minds and the spirit and the hearts of Saul's army, how they was. But when David saw this, the plight of Israel with freshness and arrogance of Goliath, he stepped forth and challenged the giant. And all of soldiers around him, and a little young boy said, man, you must be out of your mind facing a giant. Here you are. The king even said, you a boy. He's a seasoned giant. He's a warrior. And you're going to stand up against him. But you know what? But David said, I got to say that one more. But David said, the same God who allowed me to defeat the bears and the lions, who attacked my sheep, and who is my rod and my staff and comfort me, is able to give me the victory out of Philistine. And so David, using the same weapon, his little slingshot, and his faith, and he marched out on the battlefield to face Goliath. You know the ending? Goliath was defeated by David. Well, the scripture tells us that years later, and after the battle with the Philistine giant Goliath, Israel and the Philistines were at it again. There was another giant Ishbi-Benob, that set out to kill David. And then after him came another giant, the brother of the Goliath, the Gittite, came. And after that, they still had another giant, Sep. Here he comes. And all these giants fought against David and his troops. And they all were defeated. You see, with David, the giants kept coming. There are 3 points I would like to talk about this morning. And the first one is, nobody goes through life with only one giant to face. Nobody goes through this life with only one giant to face. Y'all never allow yourself to be fooled into believing that Satan, your Philistine adversary, who still rolls to and fro like a wounded, raging, and hungry lion, seeking whom he may desire, has only one giant for you to face. Sooner or later, we all, like David, discover that giants keep coming. True, there may be some giants who stand out as major hurdles, major obstacles, major hindrances, and our claim to fame may be partially based on victories over certain major trials, problems, and handicaps. During our lives, however, there will be other battles. It may not be as famous as David and Goliath. Sometimes giants from within come from circumstances, sickness, accidents, misfortunes, setbacks, disappointments, trials, problems. Whenever we get one problem solved, another one crops up to take its place. We get one problem worked out in our homes, our marriages mess up. And before we can recover another difficulty, we handle one situation, and here comes another. On our jobs, we take a hit on our job sometimes, and soon as we work that problem out and we think we got things going good, and on Friday we get a pink slip. You fired. Don't need you anymore. Giants just keep coming. We handle one crisis in the church, and we are hit with another. For example, in our church, we replace air conditioners, boilers, replace wind damage to part of the church, plumbing problems, decline in membership. Resources may be falling below where it was. But I want to tell you that you're not the only one that faced giants. I've had some giants in my life. I can remember about 3 months ago, or maybe a little longer, I had money was running funny. had to replace a furnace. Had to replace the air conditioning at the same time. Got that going. 3 weeks later, plumbing problem. Had to call them back. $650 I had to pay. Got that fixed. 2 weeks later, had to call someone else again because the washing machine drainage was stopped up. They had to come out again. Got that taken care of. Looked up in the basement. Al, you know about it. Looked up, water coming out of the floor in the basement, dropping down, coming from the toilets or shower or whatever. Giants just kept coming. Went to the doctor for a follow-up. Thought everything was good and in good shape. Ended up, had to go to three more doctors for three different things. But through it all, I'm glad that the battle wasn't mine. It was the Lord's battle. It just seems that when we master one giant, up pops another to take its place. The giants just keep coming. And my second point is that giants not only keep coming, but they come upon when we're at our weakest moment. They don't come when you're feeling good and strong and got everything together. Your bank account is good and wife is loving you, the dog's loving you, all everything's going, everybody loving you. But they come at your weakest moment. They are respecters of neither age nor conditions. And so they come when we are at our weakness, unprepared to battle with them. Don't expect always to fight giants when you are at your strongest. Expect to fight them in weakness. It was not immediately after Jesus had been baptized by John in the Jordan River, that the Spirit, it was poured afresh upon him. No, Satan didn't attack him then. He waited 40 days. When he got hungry, was in the desert, and here he comes. And told him, say, if you're hungry, if you want some bread, turn these rocks to bread. Giants just keep coming. You don't have to go through. That's what Satan told Jesus. He said, you don't have to go through this. You got it together. You don't have to go through this. I realize that contending with giants and our weakness can be frightening. We want to give up. Some people even go as far as to take their own lives. Some people will go and start taking other substances to make them feel better. I realize that. But David, when he got too old to fight, he had some troops. He was going to fight his battle for him, along with Jesus. And what I want you to get you to say is that Jesus knows, and he knew that giants are principalities and powers, the giants who rule the present darkness, the giants of spiritual weaknesses in high places were too powerful for us to resist by ourselves. That's why he told the disciples, He said, I'm going to send you a comforter, the Holy Spirit, that shall lead you into all truth, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. It's come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Samaria and in the uttermost parts of the earth. That's why I'm so glad that God, who made us, knows how weak we are. That's why I love to hear you, Regina, singing, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. You can remind me on how much pain I could be in and how hurting I could be. But the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. We have to trust in the Lord. My third and final point is that God knows that there are some giants that we cannot defeat by ourselves. There was a giant called death. We can't conquer death by ourselves. Men and women have been able to conquer every other giant except death. The Bible tells us that Abraham, the father of the faithful, couldn't do it. Moses, the great lawgiver, couldn't do it. Joshua, Gideon, generals of the army of God's covenant, people couldn't do it. Samuel, Isaiah, and other prophets couldn't do it. Job, with his patience, couldn't do it. Amos, with his zeal for social justice, couldn't do it. Hosea, with all his forgiving love, couldn't do it. Solomon, with his wisdom, couldn't do it. David was God's king after man's own heart. Couldn't do it. But even he couldn't do it. John the Baptist, a wayfaring voice crying in the wilderness, couldn't do it. They couldn't conquer death. But so God, in his own wisdom, prophet, he divine prophet, he sent the supreme giant slayer. His name is Jesus. Wrapped himself up in the garments of human flesh and stepped down 42 generations. And dwelt among us. He did good and was crucified. When he died, death told the grave he was a good man, but we have along now with all the others. His body is ours to claim, and his spirit is ours to keep. But early Sunday morning, that old stone rolled away. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star, the Prince of Peace, snatched the sting of death. Took the victory from the grave. And because he lives, that's why I can face the giants that keep coming in my life. That's why we can sing, the battle is not ours, but the Lord. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. He'll help you when the giants keep on coming. I like that, Sister Mima. I laid awake at night and cried at night, but I knew that the battle I was facing wasn't the giants I was facing, wasn't man, it was the Lord. So whatever I try to say this morning, giants will keep coming in your lives. They will come when you're weak, at your weakest moment. One giant we can't conquer by ourselves, and that's the giant of death. So church, congregation, giants are going to keep coming. But I want you to know that we have a giant killer, slayer, and that's Jesus. And you can take all your problems to the Lord. No matter what you're going through, He'll always use you. I don't know how much time I may have, but I've learned to trust. I've learned that I can't fight everything myself. I got to trust in the Lord. I'm going to ask that officers come. Doors of the church are open. Please come to counselors, Sister Bingham. I must tell Jesus, whatever you're going through, whatever battle you are fighting, tell Jesus.